The dollar over the past year has declined about 20% against the euro and by a lesser amount against the yen. Many economists applaud the dollar's decline, saying it helps correct the potentially destabilizing and record-high U.S. trade deficit. A weaker dollar makes U.S. exports cheaper and thus should give them a boost on world markets. Conversely, imports from countries with appreciating currencies cost more in the United States. David Hale, an international economist in Chicago, says Asian central banks are the largest holders of dollars.
The East Asian countries now collectively have 70% of the world's foreign exchange reserves, compared to 30% 10 years ago. That's $1.7 trillion. And they keep 80 to 90% of these assets in the American dollar. And the good news for the dollar and for the Bush administration is the East Asian central banks don't plan to change this policy in the short term.
Mr. Hale says the Asian central banks choose to hold dollars because they want to promote monetary stability and recognize their dependence on the U.S. export market. Kenneth Rogoff, an economist at Harvard University, says Asian central banks are more interested in stability than making a profit.
I think we're at a peculiar moment in history where, first of all, there are major players in the market, central banks, and especially the central banks in Asia, which are not really return-oriented in their demand for dollars.
Mr. Hale, speaking at a monetary forum in Washington last month, says the Asian central banks use some of their dollar reserves to purchase their own currencies and thus prevent their rapid appreciation against the dollar. They are also purchasers of U.S. Treasury securities.
Over the last year, the Asian countries collectively have spent over $300 billion buying U.S. government debt. And my conclusion from my meetings is they're prepared to duplicate that in 2004.
In addition to having a large trade deficit, the United States also is headed for a record budget or fiscal deficit. The U.S. Treasury sells securities to finance the budget deficit. Other analysts say the huge official dollar holdings in Asia represent a potential threat to the U.S. currency. The Asian central banks, they say, could gradually move out of dollars and into other reserves, notably the appreciating euro. U.S. central bank officials and leading economists minimize that threat, saying that a stable dollar is in the interests of the Asian countries, which are continuing to run up large trade surpluses with the United States. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.